The following podcast is brought to you by Radio Southland and New Zealand On Air. Radio Southland is a community access media station based in Invercargill, New Zealand. If you or your group would like to know more about how you can have a program on our station, please contact us. Visit our website, radiosouthland.org.nz, for our contact details.
The following program may contain music with language or themes which some might consider offensive. We advise discretion.
Not just playing a great mix of music, but using the Force. Radio without pictures. Radio Southland, 96.4 FM. Good evening, citizens. I'm Darren Ludlow. This is Radio Without Pictures, coming via Radio Southland on 96.4 FM in Southland, New Zealand, podcasting to the world and the universe on accessmedia.nz, the app, and on Apple Podcasts. Welcome to this two-hour weekly musical dose of self-indulgence. Now, a couple of weeks back, I caught the Hoodoo Gurus live in concert. It was a reminder of just how good some of those great hard-driving, guitar-driven Aussie bands were and are. They honed their skills in sweaty, smoky, dark rooms and overcrowded pubs, music amongst the inevitable fights. They cultivated an edge to their sound as a result, and it was good. That's what I'm celebrating in this edition with 12 artist double plays and two single artist offerings. Amongst the double plays, a couple of solo acts we celebrate alongside the acts that they found fame with. And it's Anzac. It's a great timing. So let's tuck in, eh? AC/DC version 1, formed in Sydney in 1973. The rest is history. Shortly, things get explosive. But first, we're on the highway to hell.
Yeah.
Radio Without Pictures this week celebrates some great examples of Aussie pub rock with 26 tracks from 14 artists. This is Radio Southland. AC/DC with the title track to their 1975 LP, TNT. It's Anzac, shortly, and Radio Without Pictures celebrates by looking back at some of the great Aussie pub rock acts from years gone by. Cheers. It's Radio Southland. Later, we're going to go for a swim. But before that, Hunters and Collectors, fronted by the enigmatic Mark Seymour, brother of Nick Seymour from Crowded House. Here are Hunters and Collectors and Talking to a Stranger.
Right.
It's loud, driving, relentless, and awesome. Aussie pub rock. And this Radio Without Pictures has 26 outstanding examples on Radio Southland. Hunters and Collectors from their 1987 LP What's a Few Men with Do You See What I See, a track that peaked at number 13 here in New Zealand, which ironically was better than the number 33 in their own country. Yeah, we appreciate good music. 14 great examples of Aussie pub rock acts are being served up in this episode of Radio Without Pictures, most as artist double plays. Happy Anzac as we get set for that next week from Radio Southland. On the way, the lead singer from this next act goes solo. So, from Mornington Peninsula in Victoria, and belting them out from 1978 through to 1986, we present two from Australian Crawl. And kick off with a song from 1980. This is Downhearted.
Wrong way, wrong way.
Radio Without Pictures this week celebrates some great examples of Aussie pub rock with 26 tracks from 14 artists. This is Radio Southland. Australian Crawl, the title track to their debut LP released in 1980, The Boys Light Up. Now, I seem to remember some alternative lyrics in Dirty Old Lasers Nightclub back in the day, but can't recall the detail for some reason. I'm Terran Ludlow, and in the spirit of Anzac, we're giving the Aussies the credit they deserve by playing an entire episode of legendary Aussie pub rock acts. This is Radio Without Pictures on Radio Southland. And still to come, the act I caught in Christchurch a couple of weeks back. James Rain was the Australian Crawl lead singer who carved out his own career as an actor and also a solo artist musician. Born in Nigeria, he's a former Royal Marine who served as an aide-de-camp to the governor of the state of Victoria, Sir Dallas Brooks. Mind the Sharks. Here's his 1987 hit, Hammerhead. It's loud, driving, relentless, and awesome. Aussie pub rock, and this Radio Without Pictures has 26 outstanding examples on Radio Southland. Hard Rain was the title of the 1989 LP James Rain released that contained the single that we've just heard, One More River. Forget the underarm incident, forget who created Pavlova, or where Far Lap came from. We're counting down to Anzac, and we're celebrating our mates from across the Tassie with an entire episode of Aussie Pub Rock Acts. I'm Darren Ludlow, this is Radio Without Pictures on Radio Southland, and lined up, things get cold in the toolbox. Back at the beginning of April, as I've hinted, I caught one of my favourite 80s Aussie rock bands celebrating the 40th anniversary of the release of their debut album, which was called Stone Age Romeos. That came out in 84, which, you know, obviously makes the whole 40 years thing. Look, it was an awesome night. I found my grey-haired, pot-bellied tribe. So, since I'm wearing the T-shirt, here are the Hoodoo Gurus with What's My Scene?
Lately, oh baby, tell me where have you been? I've been wondering lately, am I crazy to believe in ideals?
Radio Without Pictures this week celebrates some great examples of Aussie pub rock with 26 tracks from 14 artists. This is Radio Southland.
Love that we had.
Don't cry
for the love we
from their 1985 LP Mars Needs Guitars, great album title, Hoodoo Gurus and their iconic hit, Bittersweet. It's Anzac next week, and Radio Without Pictures celebrates by looking back at some of the great Aussie pub rock acts from years gone by. Cheers! It's Radio Southland. Later, the frontman from our next artists goes solo. It's Adelaide in 1973 and NMOS, Steve Prestwick, Les Karmacek and Don Walker are joined by Scottish-born singer Jimmy Barnes and the legendary Cold Chisel is born. May 1978 and their debut single is released. They've gone on from being a covers band to releasing their own material and it is initially deemed too offensive for commercial radio because of the sexual implications of some of the lyrics, talking about young Asian ladies who might have been working at night times. Nonsense by today's standards. Bollocks, I say to you. The world got over it. Here's K-San.
Cigarettes to the black market man. I had the Vietnam cold turkey from the ocean to the silver city, and it's only other vets could understand about the long forgotten dark side guarantees. How there were no V-Day heroes in 1973. How we sailed in a Sydney harbor. I saw an old friend but I couldn't kiss her. She was lying and I was home to the lucky land. Well, she was like so many more from that time on. Well, lives were all so empty till they found their chosen one. And their legs were often open but their minds were always closed. And their hearts were held in fast suburban chains.
It's loud, driving, relentless, and awesome Aussie pub rock, and this Radio Without Pictures has 26 outstanding examples on Radio Southwood.
Once I smoked a denim and cigar, I drove a foreign car, baby, that was years ago. I left it all behind. I had a friend, I heard she died. She was crucified, baby, that was years ago. I left it all behind for my cheap wine and a three-day cook. Cheap wine and a three-day cook. Come on, come on, come on. I don't mind taking charity.
Track one, side one from Cold Chisel's third album, which is called East, that came out in 1980, Cheap Wine. 14 great examples of Aussie pub rock acts are being served up in this episode of Radio Without Pictures, mostly as artist double plays. Happy Anzac for next week from Radio Southland. On the way, one of the biggest international successes to come from the lucky land. Now, we've heard from Cold Chisel. Two members went on to form successful solo careers, guitarist Ian Moss and lead singer Jimmy Barnes. Now, Jimmy is an absolute legend, or a legend, no, legend. His stories and life are almost folklore now, really. So I'm going to let the music do the talking. From his 1990 LP, Two Fires, this is Lay Down Your Guns. Radio Without Pictures this week celebrates some great examples of Aussie pub rock with 26 tracks from 14 artists. This is Radio Southland.
Working hard to make a living, bringing shelter from the rain. A father, son, left to carry on blue denim in his veins. Oh, he's a working class man.
Released late 1985, For the Working Class Man was Jimmy Barnes' second solo LP, and that was the title track, which he also performed live at the closing ceremony of the 2000 Sydney Olympics. I'm Darren Ludlow. In the spirit of Anzac, we are giving the Aussies the credit that they deserve by playing an entire episode of legendary Aussie pub rock acts. This is Radio Without Pictures on Radio Southland, and still to come, things get a little angelic. Now, initially known for their new wave pop style, NXS later developed a harder pub rock style that included funk and some dance elements. They formed in Sydney in 1979 from the group called the Farris Brothers, which obviously featured the Farris Brothers. From their third LP, Shabu Shaba, which came out in 1982, here's the last track on it, Don't Chains.
The sky.
It's loud, driving, relentless, and awesome. Aussie pub rock. And this Radio Without Pictures has 26 outstanding examples on Radio Southland. In excess from their 1983 LP, The Swing, with a song written by Michael Hutchence and Andrew Ferris and produced by the legendary Nile Rodgers, Original Sin. It went to number one in Australia and number six here in New Zealand. Forget the underarm incident. Forget who created Pavlova. We don't care where Farlap actually came from. It's Timaru. It's Anzac next week, and we're celebrating our mates from across the Tassie with an entire episode of Aussie Pub Rock Acts. I'm Darren Ludlow. This is Radio Without Pictures on Radio South, and lined up, we are going to burn the midnight oil. Now, the Angels were another Adelaide export like Cold Chisel. Their late lead singer, Doc Neeson, was the centre of performance attention, as he was really the only person who moved. Well, that was the case when I saw them live in concert at the Wellington Town Hall in 1987. The sad thing was Doc Neeson had broken his leg and had to sit in a chair, waving his crutch about. That's the crutch he was using to help him walk, not his... You get the idea. So when you've got the only person that moves about on stage sitting down, it was a little boring. It still sounded great. From their 1980 LP Dark Room, this is No Secrets.
Amanda the actress waits at the station. She's listening with nothing to do. With Della on steps, she's quick to accept the weather and time's turning screw. She makes you her lover and lets you discover the smile she keeps for you. She keeps no secrets from you. She keeps no secrets from you. She keeps no secrets from you. Face in the morning, wet in a shadow, she throws her dice and I ching. Success in Japan, a rescuing man knows she won't change anything. 'Cause late in the night when the lights are all out, she slips off her stockings and shoes. She makes you her lover and lets you discover the smile she keeps for you. She keeps no secrets from you. She keeps no secrets from you. She keeps no secrets.
Radio Without Pictures this week celebrates some great examples of Aussie pub rock with 26 tracks from 14 artists. This is Radio Southland. It's 1986. I'm 21. I didn't do a yardie. The Angels released a cover of the old Animals hit from 1965, which was when I was born. We got to get out of this place. And it even made it onto the 4ZA playlist, which was bloody incredible because they were so anal. It's Anzac next week, and Radio Without Pictures celebrates by looking back at some of the great Aussie pub rock acts from years gone by. Cheers, everyone. This is Radio Southland, and later we work. Yes. It's 1976. Midnight Oil emerge from Sydney. Over the following years, their politically challenging songs resonated with audience to the point where frontman Peter Garrett, who always looked like he was having some kind of epileptic seizure during his performances, ended up becoming, I don't mean that disrespectfully, he just did. He ended up becoming an Aussie MP in 2004 and went on to become appointed Minister for the Environment, Heritage and the Arts by Prime Minister Kevin Rudd. Now, from their album, here it goes, full title, 10987654321. That came out in 1983. More numbers. Here's Midnight Oil with Power and Passion.
Take what you get, now get what you leave. Better to die or not be, better live on your
It's loud, driving, relentless, and awesome. Aussie pub rock. And this Radio Without Pictures has 26 outstanding examples on Radio Southland.
Out where the river broke, the bloodwood and the desert oak, holden wrecks and
Beds Are Burning from 1987 became the biggest commercial success for Midnight Oil. It went to number one in New Zealand and ended 1988 as our 11th biggest selling single. 14 great examples of Aussie pub rock acts are being served up in this episode of Radio Without Pictures, mostly as artist double plays. Happy Anzac next week from Radio Southland. On the way, we're going to get tattooed. Woohoo! You got any? I'm looking at you, Michael. It's just the one. Is it a big one? Oh my God, I don't want to see that. It's on his ankle. Look at that. Melbourne, 1979. Pub rockers, Men at Work form. Their success was international, which included the UK and US. That's kind of how international works. Frontman Colin Hay still keeps the music alive today. Business as Usual was their 1982 debut LP, and this is the third single that came from it, Be Good Johnny.
Bye, Johnny. Don't you slip up or play the fool.
Oh, no, Ma. Oh, no, Da. I'll be your golden boy. I will obey every golden rule.
Get told by the teacher not to daydream. Get told by my mom.
Must be gonna play cricket this year, then, are you, Johnny?
Nah.
Well, you sure are a funny kid, Johnny. But I like you. So tell me, what kind of boy are you, John?
I only like dreaming all the day long, and no one is screaming.
Radio Without Pictures this week celebrates some great examples of Aussie pub rock with 26 tracks from 14 artists. This is Radio Southland.
I've done no harm, I keep to myself. There's nothing wrong with my Is it the man come to take me away? Why do they follow me? It's not the future that I can see. It's just my fantasy.
Work with their first single and track one on their debut album, Who Can It Be Now?, which was released before the Business As Usual album came out. Radio Without Pictures on Radio Southland, Darren Ludlow for this edition, the music, great examples of Aussie pub rock. Now, the show is available as a podcast and on demand. You can get it each week before it goes to air if you subscribe to it on Apple Podcasts. You can find it on the accessmedia.nz app, which is free from Google Play, and you can find it in the Apple Store to help you. It has a kiwifruit logo. Just remember to select Radio Southland as your station once you download it, because it makes things easier. The show is available on the Radio Southland website, radiosouthland.org.nz, and you've got a week to download it or 4 weeks to stream it. It also goes out on Radio Southland socials, Facebook, X, Threads, and Blue Sky about 7 on a Thursday night. Do share it to yours as well. Shortly, we're going for a run. Sydney, 1976. Rockers Rose Tattoo come out. Well, they emerge. Featuring their frontman, Angry Anderson, a short, heavily tattooed bald man who is a vocal powerhouse. He even appeared as a minor character in the movie Mad Max Beyond Thunderdome as a little bald angry man. Who knew? This is from their self-titled debut album. It's Bad Boy for Love.
Drunk and I remember.
It's loud, driving, relentless, and awesome. Aussie pub rock. And this Radio Without Pictures has 26 outstanding examples on Radio Southland. Rose Tattoo with Rock and Roll Outlaw, the opening track from their debut album, which was released as Rock and Roll Outlaw in some markets and Rose Tattoo in others. Radio Without Pictures on Radio Southland this week has been celebrating Aussie pub rock, and we've got two to go. Shortly, the Choir Boys from 87, their solitary hit Run to Paradise, and then we're going to close out with the Divinyls and their 1990 hit I Touch Myself, which featured in the original Austin Powers movie, Austin Powers, International Man of Mystery. Yeah, baby. Next week, no idea at this point. None at all. Guess it'll be a surprise for both of us. Meantime, thank you for listening. Please do remember to share the love by sharing the podcast, and we wish you a safe and enjoyable Easter break. Thanks also to our producer, Michael Schmidt, Tattooed Ankle Boy. Still with us? Still not yet sporting that. What the hell have I gotten myself into? Look. But it'll come. I'm Darren Ludlow. Catch you next week. Cheers. Radio Without Pictures this week celebrates some great examples of Aussie pub rock with 26 tracks from 14 artists. This is Radio Southland. The preceding podcast was brought to you by Radio Southland with the support of New Zealand On Air. Their funding of accessmedia.nz makes these podcasts available. To find similar programs by other stations involved, go online to accessmedia.nz.